The Berkshire Jewish Film Festival will celebrate its 35th year this summer with screenings of 18 films, including 5 short films and a mix of documentaries, narratives, and comedies. Like last summer, the festival will be available online, which will give viewers an option to watch whatever films they want, as well as a number of Zoom talkbacks with directors. The festival runs Monday, July 5th through August 16th. To tell us more, we welcome Beth Cruvant, who is a filmmaker and co-artistic director of the Berkshire Jewish Film Festival. Beth, what a great pleasure to meet you and to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a delight to have you. So tell us how you got involved in the Berkshire Jewish Film Festival.
Well, I was brought in by Judy Seaman, the director of the Berkshire Jewish Film Festival, 2 years ago, and it's a festival that's run by volunteers of the Synagogue of Knesset Israel in Pittsville, Massachusetts, for their, it's a fundraiser for their school for the children. And the children are very appreciative of it, and the patrons are very happy to support the education. So everybody works really hard, and it's a labor of love.
I bet. So this year, well, let's go to last year. Last year was, we have to do things differently. Like, that's what everybody figured out. Oh, we have to do things differently. So this year, you're still doing things differently, because I assume as you were planning this, we didn't know where we were going to be. Not that we really know where we are now, but so still being done in a virtual way, which I assume you learned lessons last year that will help this year.
Yeah, that's right, Joe. And we figured out that we usually have sold out seats at the Lenox High School auditorium that houses 500 seats. And we really felt that our audience would not feel comfortable sitting shoulder to shoulder at this juncture and in light of the pandemic. So we're hoping that next year we'll all be in person and be able to have meaningful conversations together and come together as a community once again.
That would be nice, and we certainly hope for that. In the meantime, we can still have meaningful conversations in this forum. You'll be showing amazing films, and people will be able to converse via Zoom with, in many cases, the filmmakers themselves.
Yes, we're having inspiring talkbacks with directors, and we're having a authors and producers and the subjects of the films themselves. It's highly riveting for our audience to connect with the films in a more intimate way.
So let's talk about some of the films that are being shown. And I guess before I ask you specifics, let's talk about what goes into your decision, the decision by the group as to what you'll show. What is that process like?
Well, we want to give our audience, which is a cultured audience, something that they will love, something like we have the documentary on Michael Tilson Thomas.
That's music we heard coming in.
Hey. Yes. And at the same time, with their trust, we strive to present new and challenging films to broaden their horizons, like our premiere first films that opened the festival, Crime on the Bayou, and a documentary, and Mr. Jones, a narrative.
When, I guess this is a question that's probably obvious, but I'll ask it anyway. What do you consider, what criteria must a film hold to be a Jewish film?
Well, first of all, it has to be a great film, a really good film. Most of our films are award-winning and very captivating films that will appeal to a wide audience, not only to a Jewish audience. But going further, it has to speak to Jewish values in the sense that we can connect to the film in a way that promotes humanitarian social justice and have fun. Even if it's a comedy, we love to laugh at ourselves.
Yes, we do. And I assume that's always a balance, right? You got to find some drama, you got to find some comedy, you got to find the good films. You don't want to depress everybody. You don't want it to be a laugh riot all the time. It's a balance.
Well, I think, you know, we like to be depressed, but...
Well, I agree. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But you still, you have a film like Tango Shalom that's, you know, is a comedy.
Right, in which we have, you know, misadventures of a rabbi going to try to raise funds or misadventures of another very religious man who's trying to, in Tango Shalom, raise money by entering a tango contest. And his dilemma is how to do this without touching his partner.
Oh, there you go. But that's just funny. That's great. That's very fun. But it gets back to the balance issue. So in the programming, then you have most of these films are new-ish, right? You look for things that are fairly contemporary.
Yeah, 2020, maybe 2019 one, but mostly brand new films that you won't see in the mass media that bring out issues that are not known, that are little known, but that we can be enlightened by and have implications on today's world.
You, as I mentioned in the introduction, you've been doing this for 35 years, so I assume a lot of filmmakers probably come to you at this point.
Yeah. We do have a lot of distributors and filmmakers that come to us. The film festival has been going on for 35 years. It started out, as I said, as a fundraiser, but, you know, with the growth of the popularity of film, the film festival has outgrown its humble beginnings, and it reaches out to the Berkshire County in and of itself.
Yeah. One of the things that, well, so you're a filmmaker, talk a little bit about your work, and I assume it has been presented at the festival.
Yeah, one of my films was presented, and that's how I connected with Judy Seaman, the director of the festival. So I have a different eye than, those coming from the outside. I look for, I look for great films, really. I look for films that captivate me, and I think that I can... You know, I'm hoping that they captivate our audience as well.
Short films included as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we have a 5 short film program for one of ours, and the rest are, feature length films. And we have 18 films over 7 weeks this year in celebration of 35 years.
So of all the films that I believe 18 films that are being shown, obviously you watched a lot more than that.
Yeah, I did. I watched a lot of bad films.
Well, wasn't that fun?
But we don't present any of those.
No, you present the good ones. That's of course.
Right.
And what does it mean for a filmmaker such as yourself, but let's say some of the people who are being presented this time, of what it means to them to have their work presented in such a film festival?
Well, you know, the Berkshire Film Festival has an audience that comes from all over the country in the summer. This is a summer festival. We have, a very cultured audience that is expecting a top line of films, and we give it to them. So I think that most filmmakers are ecstatic to be in our film festival, especially ones that concern music. And we have, if I can just mention my favorite film.
That was on my list of questions to ask you. So we'll take care of it. Yes.
Okay. Well, it's a film about music. It is written by Martin Goldsmith, who was the host of Sirius Symphony Radio. He started in NPR.
Yeah, oh, they all do.
And
they go for the money.
Yeah, right. Sirius, exactly. So it's a fascinating film because Martin Goldsmith journeys to find his past. which was never told to him by his parents. He looks into his father's past in Germany, and he finds that his father was in the Yiddisher Kulturband, which was a remarkable orchestra of Jews who were ousted from their profession in Nazi Germany. The name of the film is Winter Journey, and it's a hybrid. It's starring Bruno Ganz in his last role as a as an actor before his death, as Martin Goldsmith's father. And Martin Goldsmith, in his mesmerizing voice, asks Bruno Ganz questions throughout the film about his experience in Germany, and he ultimately confronts his father in his father's decision not to pursue music as his career in his new life in America. And he uncovers the impact that the Holocaust had on his father and his mother in America, and it becomes a very real, chillingly real movie because Martin Goldsmith brings out each and every piece of music that was played at the Kulturbahn in Germany, in Nazi Germany. So it brings the audiences back, it brings us back to the audience who listened to the orchestra at the time and how they must have felt at the time. It is beautiful.
And that is an organization that is fully controlled by the Reich Chamber of Culture.
It's fully controlled by Goebbels, basically,
yeah.
The Nazis, in order to show the world that the Jews had a life. But it was from 1933 until 1938. 40 at the latest, when Jews were then deported out of the country, and the Kulturbund was dismantled.
And for Martin Goldsmith,
both parents were very lucky to escape. It's a riveting, thrilling, beautifully shot and told film with very creative archival footage that comes to life.
So we have about 2 or 3 minutes left, and I just want to ask a mechanical question. So if somebody is hearing us now and would like to take part in the festival and see the film, then what they do is they go on to the website, which we'll give out, but it's BerkshireJewishFilmFestival.org, and then they can get a ticket for the film and then watch it when they want, right?
Yes. Yeah, they can get a ticket online, and then they go to their library on the internet and in the website, and their film will come up.
And then they have until however long to see it.
Right,
and then
right.
They rent it and, yeah.
They have 2 weeks to see the film and 48 hours once they begin the film. Really quickly give
sure.
you a film that I think you will love, Joe.
Okay.
It's called Mr. Jones. It's by director Agnieszka Holland, who is famous for being nominated for an Oscar for Europa Europa. And it's a political thriller involving journalism. It's based on a real story that Gareth Jones, who was a stringer journalist from Wales, goes to Moscow and discovers Walter Duranty, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist from the New York Times. And Gareth Jones uncovers the fact that Walter Duranty is complicit with Stalin and covering up the horrendous famine in the Ukraine in 1932 at the time. And this shows to the audience the fact that journalism is being corrupted. It brings to light fake news of today and journalism as an advocacy as opposed to reporting the facts, which leads to the diminishment of democracy. And I think you will find it immensely
sounds terrific.
Enlightening.
Good stuff. The name of the film is Mr. Jones. It is just one of 18 films that will be shown, including five shorts and a mix of documentaries, narratives, and comedies, all part of the Berkshire Jewish Film Festival, which begins on July 5th and runs through August 16th. To find out more information about the entire festival and to make your list of all the films you want to see, you can go to BerkshireJewishFilmFestival.org, BerkshireJewishFilmFestival.org. A reminder, we'll also have that link on our website, which is WAMC.org/roundtable. But it's BerkshireJewishFilmFestival.org. Beth Gravant is a filmmaker and co-artistic director of the Berkshire Jewish Film Festival. A great pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for being here, and have a beautiful festival.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.